vehicle as if it were their own. Our estimates for repairs or maintenance will be what you'd expect. No surprises. And we honor all competitors' coupons for general maintenance. In addition, we offer the convenience of daily or weekly rental cars starting at an unbelievable $16.95 per day with no mileage surcharge. For a quick service quote, make an appointment, or to reserve a rental car or minivan, simply click on longsautocenter.com. Located on I-44 in Eureka, just around the corner from everywhere. Long on quality, long on value, long on service. Longsautocenter.com. You can rest easy. You've called the best.
How long have you been suffering with your sinus problem? Dr. Karen Boone and Metro Sinus can help. You see, Dr. Karen Boone and her partner are the region's first certified and most experienced in a new procedure called balloon sinuplasty. Now, it sounds worse than it is. In fact, it's a very simple procedure, minimal downtime. It restores the normal sinus function by permanently enlarging the drainage pathways of your sinuses. So within 24 to 48 hours, you are back up on your feet and your sinus problems are gone for good. Dr. Karen Boone is the most experienced and the first certified, along with her partner, MetroSinus.com. It's not a one-size-fits-all. Dr. Karen Boone can help you either way, but maybe you're a perfect candidate for in-office balloon sinuplasty. 636-685-8040. It's covered with Medicare and most major insurance carriers. MetroSinus.com or 636-685-8040. Dr. Karen Boone can fix your sinus problems for good. MetroSinus.com.
For a second opinion on all your investment needs, call Mark and Jason at 636-695-2650 or go to MarkandJason.com.
This is the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon here on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris, and every week at this time, we play the Harris Challenge. It's the most fun you can have with your radio on. You want to take a shot at a little trivia? Call me now, 314-969-KTRS, toll-free, 1-888-550-KTRS, cell phones, *KTRS. Ian and Dan are here with me, and we would be happy to have you on as well before the Cards take on the Dodgers for Game 6 tonight. They win this thing, and they are on to the World Series. And not only that, they will have 4 days of rest. Although I'm fairly certain there's not rest every day for those 4 days. It certainly wouldn't be as stressful as game day would be. Because the World Series starts next Wednesday. Greg Corny Kornfeld in our office was just looking up the schedule for me. And it'll be next Wednesday and Thursday. And then they have a travel day on Friday, and then it'll be Saturday, Sunday, Monday. And then if there is a Game 6 and Game 7 of the World Series, it'll be on the last 2 days of October. How about if it goes to Game 7 on Halloween night?
Oh, man.
You're watching the game. There's a crucial moment. Ding, dong. Oh, goddamn kids!
Yeah, every house will have the game on.
I wonder if there'll be some parents who'll say, you know what? Go trick-or-treat it yourself.
Yes, just put a bag out.
Anyway, we were rooting on the Cardinals tonight.
Anyway,
they may show up tonight in our Harris Challenge categories. Let's find out. My meeting contestant number one. Hello, Mike.
Hey, how you doing?
Great, thanks. How are you today? Tell us about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity. It's the only place in broadcasting where you, the consumer, get to exploit the public airwaves for your own personal gain.
All right, I'm a student at Webster University. And I'm going to be a teacher in the future.
What are you studying at Webster?
Secondary education.
Great. We need more teachers. We need more good teachers. I hope you turn out to be a great teacher and have a long run at that. I always take my hat off to people who do that job. Underpaid and underappreciated in this country.
Yes, thank you.
You're very, very welcome. Let's turn on the semi-random category computer. That's where the questions and categories reside all week long. And you tell me which one you would like. Category one is our weekly topical category, have you been paying attention? Category two, cardinal knowledge. Category three, in honor of the team they're playing tonight, dodge, dodger, dodging. Which one would you like?
I'll go with the Cardinals.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. Mike, we are going to ask you a series of questions here, and with that clock ticking away, we'll start with the one-pointer, work our way up to the five-pointer. You can answer or pass on any of the questions. And then if you have time, you can go back and pick up the ones you passed on, as long as you do it before the buzzer sounds at the one-minute mark, because that's when we will tally your points. And if you don't get to 8 points, if you get 7 or less, I will have to punish you. But if you do get to 8 or more, then you'll win a fabulous prize package chosen especially for you by this guy.
Yay! The Prize Man!
Paul, we're going to give you a choice of a dozen donuts from the Old Town Donut Shop.
Mmm, donuts.
In Florissant and in Cottleville. Or you can choose a
$20. We've only been doing that joke every week for a year. He just got it.
I know. Or you can choose a $20 gift certificate to Subliminal Subs.
Subliminal.
With several locations, including Westport Plaza. And everyone that plays the game.
Everyone who plays.
Everyone will receive 2 tickets to see Ghostbusters on Retro Night at the B&B Theater in Wildwood.
Fun to see those things on the big screen again.
It is.
And if you get them all right, if you get 15 points, then that's the clean sweep. You can't do better than that. So we'll give you all the prizes, making the package valued at well over
$1 million.
All right, Mike, those are the stakes. Your category is cardinal knowledge. We've got 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which of these was never the name of a St. Louis Major League Baseball team? The Browns, the Grands, or the Perfectos?
The Grands.
Correct. In their first World Series, who did the Cardinals beat in 7 games?
Dodgers.
Yankees. Which was the home team in the first night game played at Sportsman Park? Was it the Cardinals or was it the Browns?
Browns.
Correct. Within 2 years, when was the streetcar series with the Cardinals and Browns playing their only World Series against each other?
Ooh, 52.
44. Who was the first St. Louis Cardinals player to win the Triple Crown?
Mutual.
Long before Stan the Man, it was Rogers Hornsby in 1922. By the way, since we mentioned the Browns here, that, of course, was the other baseball team in this town for many, many years. Now there's a football team in Cleveland, and they're not doing so well this season. So a guy has taken out an ad on Craigslist for a quarterback for the Browns. He's advertising on Craigslist. He says, have you played pro football, college ball, high school, peewee? Have you played Madden? Do you sort of know some of the rules of football? If yes, keep reading. If no, please keep reading anyway, because we'll take anyone. This could turn into a regular gig for the right person. The Browns, as you may have noticed, are having problems scoring points on offense consistently. We're deciding what we actually want to do. Do we want to win this year? We might have a shot at it. So if you're sick of seeing desperation heaves to the sidelines and countless sacks after superb coverage and underhanded, lightly tossed interceptions in the fourth quarter, then please come apply. If you can throw a ball, please come apply. If you can't throw a ball, please come apply. We can teach you the basics. Throwing the ball to the guy who has the same color shirt as you. Wow. Throwing the ball to somebody who's wide open. Throwing the ball more than 3 yards on 3rd and 16. You think you've got what it takes? Come on down. That's an ad taken out by a Browns fan in Cleveland. Back, Mike, to your sad story here. You got the 1 and the 3, and that's only 4. And so, yes, I will have to punish you. And here now to do that is a man who made his fame and fortune in a movie called Cabaret, which, by the way, just finished a terrific run at the Rep, the stage version of it there. His name is Joel Grey, who should have stuck to show tunes and never tried to sing rock and roll.
In the white room, with black curtains, in the station.
Wow, this is hideous.
Black roof country, no gold pavements, tired starlings.
We'll just pause it right there. Well, I have a feeling we may be coming back to him. Here's the thing that amazes me about this, and Dan, as a rock and roll musician yourself, you may know this. there have to be times where a singer goes in the studio and they just hand him the sheet music and he's never heard the song before.
I'm sure.
I think that's what Mr. Gray had right there.
I think so.
Yeah. Who did this song? A writer by the name of Cream did it. Oh, he's wonderful. I've heard a lot of Mr. Cream's work.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, very, very good. Mike, I'm sorry you didn't win, but I hope you have a great weekend. Thanks for playing.
Thank you.
And good luck with that teaching career, too. Pat, you're our second contestant on the Harris Challenge today. Hello.
Man, I hope I win. That was brutal.
Well, it gets worse. So don't make us force you to understand why and how. Just tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Okay. I have a website, www.appsheds.com. It's APPSHEDS. .com.
And that's house for all the apps on your phone.
It is. And it has been 30 days since I played last.
Oh, okay. Well, good. Good. I'm glad to hear you counted, Pat. There's an app for that, too. Let's see the categories here. We have you been paying attention? We have Dodge, Dodger, Dodging, or a new third category. They're not red birds. They're red movies.
Oh, man. I'll take... Red birds, red movies.
All right. 60 seconds on the clock, Pat. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Who played the CIA agent who figured out that the captain of a Soviet sub wants to defect in The Hunt for Red October?
Denzel Washington.
Alec Baldwin. In the movie Red, who played retired Black Ops agent Frank Moses, who had to reassemble his team of retired, extremely dangerous colleagues?
Bring on the horrible singer. I don't know.
All right, go to the three-pointer. Which star of Jerry Maguire starred in Red Tails, a 2012 movie about the Tuskegee Airmen? Won an Oscar. Won an Oscar for Jerry Maguire. The four-pointer. Which actress starred in the 2005 thriller Red Eye?
Red Eye.
You want to pass?
Yeah.
In the 1984 original Red Dawn, teenagers fought off invaders from the Soviet Union. Who was the enemy in the 2012 remake?
Take Cuba Gooding Jr. on the last one, two ago.
Okay.
I don't know.
I'll give you 3 points for Cuba Gooding Jr. from Jerry Maguire, who did star in Red Tails. Rachel McAdams starred in Red Eye. The North Koreans were the enemy in Red Dawn. And Bruce Willis played Frank Moses in Red. And unfortunately, I can't show you the money because Cuba Gooding Jr. is all you got for a total of 3 points, Pat. And yes, you will be punished as well by Mr.
Bring it on.
By Mr. Joel Gray.
Silver horses.
Oh, boy.
Run down moonbeams.
That's exactly what I thought.
In your dark eyes.
Dark eyes.
Dawnlight smiles on your leaving. Contentment.
Okay, thank you. That'll be enough for now. It's as if they didn't even have to bother getting the band in there.
No.
Pat, I'm sorry you didn't win, but I hope you have a great weekend.
All right, thanks, you too.
And here comes contestant number three. Hello, Michael.
Hello there.
Hi, tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Well, let's see. I don't really have anything. Just hello to everybody. Hope to hear you on the podcast over the weekend.
Well, thank you.
Don't have anything else to give you.
All right, I appreciate that, Michael. Which category would you like? Have you been paying attention? Dodge, Dodger, Dodging, or no, really, have you been paying attention? You got two topical categories in there. Which one would you like?
I think I'll go with Dodge, Dodger, Dodging.
All right, here we go, Michael. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which car company is Dodge a division of? Ford, Chrysler, or GM?
Chrysler.
Correct. In which Charles Dickens novel were we introduced to Jack Dawkins, a.k.a. the Artful Dodger?
Don't have a clue. Pass.
Which president pardoned Vietnam War draft dodgers on January 21st, 1977?
That would be Jimmy Carter.
Correct. For 2 points each, who were the two stars with their names above the title of the movie Dodgeball?
Pass. I have no idea.
Which Western TV series was on the air for 20 years and based in Dodge City?
Gunsmoke.
Correct. Back to the two-pointer. In which Charles Dickens novel were we introduced to Jack Dawkins, a.k.a. the Artful Dodger?
No idea.
All right, well, we're going to run out of time. Oliver Twist was the Dickens novel, and Vince Vaughn and Ben Stiller were the stars of Dodgeball. But the good news for you, Michael, is you got the 1, the 3, and the 5, a total of 9 points, and you're a winner.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Congratulations. Hang on, and Dan will tell you how you get your prizes. We will meet our fourth contestant now. Hello, Kevin.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Well, I'd like to give a shout-out to my fellow teachers at Normandy School District. Keep up the chin and keep working hard. We'll go turn it around.
Yeah, this must be a very tough semester for you guys.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, well, thank you for staying on the job and doing a service to the community that everybody should respect.
Thank you.
We have two topical categories. Have you been paying attention? Or, no, really, have you been paying attention?
I guess, have you been paying attention? I wish I could have had the Cardinal one. I had all five of them.
Oh, sorry about that, Kevin.
Yeah.
60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Who were welcomed back to work yesterday with donuts, coffee, and pep talks?
Federal workers.
Correct. Which big U.S. city's residents woke up today to their second transit strike in 4 months?
Boston.
San Francisco. In what state were two murderers let out of jail because of documents signed with a judge's forged signature, leading to a statewide manhunt?
Pass.
Who became the first African-American elected to the Senate since Barack Obama this week?
Pass.
Where did Diane Reedy launch into a rant about God and Freemasons before being escorted out of the room on Wednesday?
Senate.
The House of Representatives.
Darn.
Back to the three-pointer. In what state were two murderers let out of jail because of documents signed with a judge's forged signature, leading to a statewide manhunt?
Texas.
No. If you're going to take a wild guess about a story like that, you should always remember, well, Paul does knuckleheads, and what's the official state of knuckleheads in the news? Florida. So if you don't know, always default to Florida. You have at least a 70% chance of being right.
Well, and that's why I teach reading and not current events or social studies.
By the way, Cory Booker, who was the mayor of Newark, became the first African-American elected to the Senate since Barack Obama in New Jersey in a special election this week. So let's see, Kevin, all you got was 1 for the federal workers, and yeah, that means I have to punish you as well. I'm sorry, it's federal.
Sorry about that. You guys are the ones being punished.
Well, let me tell you something. Interestingly, last week when there was a federal shutdown, legally, yeah. We didn't have to punish anybody last week. We did it, but we didn't have to because there was a shutdown. But this week the shutdown's over, so you have to have this. Okay. You know, the one thing Clapton always missed was a falsetto.
Yeah, I know.
Kevin,
thanks, guys.
Have a great weekend. Thank you very much for playing. Here comes our final contestant. Hello, John.
Hello.
Well, there's excitement right there. There's excitement and enthusiasm and confidence. I can tell right off the bat.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Well, I have nothing to say. I would like to say hello to Kat. I would like to say go cards.
Okay. One category left here, John. It's no, really. Have you been paying attention?
Yeah.
You know what?
Fervor is getting his raising.
But I want to say, last time we had somebody who was this enthusiastic, he got a clean sweep.
Yeah.
Maybe you could do it too, John. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which former Speaker of the House who was ousted in the 1994 Republican Revolution died today at age 84? Which tech company's stock rose to over $1,000 a share for the first time today after a positive earnings report?
Google.
Correct. Which Middle Eastern nation turned down an opportunity to become part of the UN Security Council? Saudi Arabia, Iran, or Bahrain?
Iran.
Saudi Arabia. According to researchers in Spain, what beverage can help rehydrate the body better than water? Is it Gatorade, milk, or beer?
Gatorade.
Beer. What did a Victoria's Secret security guard looking for shoplifters find in a teenage girl's bag this week?
panties.
A fetus.
Ooh.
Back to the former Speaker of the House who died today. His name was Tom Foley. So let's see how you did here. You got 2 points for Google, and that's it, John. Calm down. Calm down, John.
Okay.
Okay. You know that thing they put on your arm when they test your blood pressure?
Yeah. Yes.
They don't even bother filling Tom's up.
Oh, no.
John, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Mr. Gray.
At the party.
Oh, boy.
She was kindness in the heart crowd.
Listen to how hard Ginger Baker's working on the drums.
Yeah.
From the old wound.
Are those congas?
Now forgotten.
I think so.
Yellow tiger.
That was the problem with cream. Not enough conga. Too much cowbell, not enough conga. And strings.
Oh, the strings.
All right. John, I hope you have a great weekend. Thanks for playing.
You too.
That's the Harris Challenge. We do it every week right now around 5:15. You can tell how exciting it is for all of our contestants and all of our listeners as well. You want to be a part of it? Join us next Friday here on the Big 550 KTRS or worldwide via KTRS.com. When we come back, Mike Evans has the news in Hollywood, and I've got today's batch of knuckleheads in the news.
All right, I'm going to introduce Tim like John. Tim, let's see how we head into the weekend.
You are pinning the meter compared to John.
Yeah, no kidding. Hey, they've cleared that accident southbound 270 at Doherty Ferry, but traffic is all backed up from Olive all the way down to that point. Eastbound 40, that traffic for baseball is getting really slow from about Long Road all the way up through 270. You're slow again, Lindbergh in through Big Bend. Westbound 40, that is running slow, still from the Science Center through McCausland. It's gotten a little better from Mason out through Clarkson, but then you've got stop-and-go traffic all the way out to the Boone Bridge, and it's heavy again, approaching 94 to almost Winghaven. Westbound 70 slows from about Cave Springs out through Mid Rivers Mall Drive. Eastbound 270, the normal slowdown, McDonald through New Forreston. And eastbound 70, that's getting much better. You're just a little bit slow from St. Louis Avenue through the Edward Jones Dome. This traffic report is brought to you by Walmart. The Walmart October Savings Event's here. You'll find huge savings like 18.6-ounce Campbell's Chunky Soup on rollback for just $1.50 at Walmart. Ends October 31st. While supplies last, see store for details. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland of the Big 550 KTRS.
Join us Monday morning when we class up the joint. Kelly Jackson era begins on the morning show on the Big 550 KTRS. Monday morning starts at 6.
There are neighborhoods in St. Louis that stand out above the rest, but none like the traditionally charming yet progressive community known as Webster Groves. Trees and flowers frame the beauty of this neighborhood, the friendliest shopping and dining destination in the area.
When you get right down to it, life is filled with priorities. What's truly important? At Reliance Bank, you are their priority. Reliance Bank offers friendly personal service that only a small personal bank can provide while providing state-of-the-art bank products. That's important when you're looking for a personal checking account that's really free, a mortgage, or a loan for your business. If this doesn't sound like your bank, switch to Reliance Bank with 20 convenient area locations. Reliance Bank, member FDIC.
Discover all of these treasures and more. They're just steps away from your car in Webster Groves, where you'll meet the nicest shopkeepers and business owners in the county. You can do more than you imagine in Webster Groves. For full details, go to webstergroves.org.
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called
Joel Clark,
one of Select Quote Insurance Services Term Life Agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does Select Quote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is all about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that differently. We'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a man, 40 years old, on cholesterol medication. A $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company is priced $21 a month.
Call 1-800-977-4432 and see how affordable term life insurance can be. That's 1-800-977-4432. 1-800-977-4432. Or go to selectquote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This Saturday, our hot 6-0 Mizzou Tigers take on the Florida Gators. To accommodate, we're shuffling around some of your favorite Saturday shows. The Yard Sale is from 6 to 8, followed by Straight Talk and Retirement. Mizzou football pregame coverage begins at 9 a.m. and the game begins at 11:20. At 4 p.m., it's America's Wealth Management, followed by This Week in Real Estate at 5. Growing Green at 7 p.m., the Inside Out shows at 8, and Bill Cleveland's Trivia Night caps it off at 9 p.m. It's a Saturday lineup to look forward to on the Big 550 KTRS.
Dan Brown here from the law firm of Brown & Brown. You know our law firm, my brother's Ed Brown, who wears an eye patch. If you or a loved one has had transvaginal mesh or bladder sling surgery, you may have a legal claim. Also, if you've taken the drug Lipitor and then obtained type 2 diabetes, you may have a claim as well. To learn more, you can visit our website at brownlawoffice.com. Or you can speak with an attorney at Brown & Brown. In Missouri, our phone number is all threes, 333-3333. In Illinois, our phone number is all eights, 888-8888. So remember, if you had transvaginal mesh surgery or obtained type 2 diabetes after taking Lipitor, call our office now for a free consultation. Go to brownlawoffice.com or in Missouri, dial all threes. In Illinois, dial all eights. And at Brown & Brown, if you can't come to us, we'll come to you.
The choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely on advertisements.
Hi, I'm Terry, sales manager at Broadway Ford Truck Centers. We are proud to be serving the St. Louis area since 1964. That's almost 50 years of continuous sales, service, parts, rental, and long-term leasing. As a Ford Business Preferred Network dealer, we specialize in Ford commercial vehicles to fit your unique business needs. But we also carry the full line of personal trucks and SUVs. We can search high and low to find the truck that fits your business needs and deliver to you anytime and anywhere. Large, small, and in between, whatever it takes, we have you covered at Broadway Ford Truck Centers. If your trucks are the lifeblood of your business, then you know how important it is to keep them on the road in top condition. Our parts department is fully stocked, and our trained service technicians are fast, reliable, and available till 9 p.m. to make sure your trucks stay rolling safely and efficiently.
Stop by Broadway Ford Truck Centers at 1506 South 7th in the Soulard Market area. Check them out on the web at BroadwayTruck.com or give them a call at 314-241-9140.
If you're currently paying for Medicare Supplement and Part D prescription coverage, you're paying way too much. Open enrollment gives you a chance for a do-over. This is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. Our clients are saving thousands of dollars, and they're still seeing their own doctors. It's not a secret. It's about knowing your options. Let's do it right this open enrollment. Call me at 314-863-0008. 314-863-0008.
Hurry into Sears Auto Center for great deals on America's most trusted battery, DieHard. Plus, take advantage of a free battery check at Sears Auto Center. See store for details.
Growing Green St. Louis is a good news report. I'm Gene Ponzi with the Green Story, Sundays, 2 p.m. on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, this is Chris Dysart. Tune into my new show, Law Talk Live, Sundays at 3 p.m. We'll talk about protecting your legal rights in an uncertain world. That's Law Talk Live with Chris Dysart, Sundays at 3 p.m. on the Big 550 KTRS.
It's Aloha Friday, no work till Monday.
Oh, yeah. It's the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon here on the Big 550 KTRS. This portion of the show brought to you by Any Guns Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market in Chesterfield Valley. Whether you want to sit down to a great meal or just sample some of their wares and take them home with you, Any Guns and next door the Smokehouse, two great places to go out in the valley. They also are happy to be sponsor of this gentleman right here, Mr. Mike Evans.
Come on now.
And while we represent everyone with the bird on the bat here in St. Louis, Mr. Evans is representing everyone from the opposition, the Los Angeles Dodgers.
There's no reason to be mean.
I didn't mean it. It was a slip of the tongue. I apologize.
You know, I mean,
it's a friendly rivalry.
You know, I mean,
having used to work for the Dodgers and travel with them, and I know it's a lot of people in the organization. I mean, I'm pulling for the Dodgers, but I've told people before, as far as the best baseball city in America is definitely St. Louis.
Thank you.
And when I've been to games there, it's a great stadium, and the fans are great. It's a great atmosphere, and nothing we say or do is going to change the outcome of the game, no matter who wins. So I'm just excited and hope the Dodgers win. If they don't, then I'll be pulling for the Cards against whoever they play, Boston or Detroit.
Well, I have to warn you that Dan is wearing the famous T-shirt that got him on TV yesterday.
Oh, the one that he wears when they lose?
Yeah.
But it's switched now.
It's now a good luck shirt because it got him on TV on Channel 5 yesterday in a story that Katie Feltz, one of their sports reporters, came out here and did with him in the studio yesterday.
Because the luck completely switched and flipped.
We'll send you a link to the video, Mike.
That'd be great.
Okay.
Paco's question, name the name of the celebrity who gives the most money to charities. Oprah, Steven Spielberg, Mel Gibson, Brad Pitt. Answer in a minute. I have three movie reviews, so maybe you and I can lock horns on these, since you and I apparently don't agree on movies.
Well, we're not going to agree on any of these because I haven't seen any movies this week.
No. First one is All Is Lost. Hard to believe that a two-hour film set in the middle of the ocean with only 20 lines of dialogue could be a great movie, but it is.
Is this the Redford movie?
The Robert Redford, one-man show, and no fluff, doing some scenes of flashbacks and looking at pictures of his family while he's out on the marooned in this shipwreck. No, none of that. It's all Redford, and man, what a great job. PG-13, 2 hours long, 3 stars.
Wow.
The Fifth Estate is about WikiLeaks, and while the story is interesting enough, they ought to call it WikiWeeks. The movie drags, the storytelling is not that good, and the acting is bad. Rated R, 121 minutes, 1.5 stars.
Mm.
Carrie's back. Mm. Starring Chloe Grace Moretz as Carrie. I liked it. Not as good as the original, but scary enough for me.
Have you seen the original lately?
Not lately. But
I watched it again about 5 years ago. It was on cable, and I happened to be, I flicked around to a channel that it was starting, and I watched it. It does not
hold up. Not as good as it was then, huh?
So cheesy, it's unbelievable. But you like the new one, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Rated R, 102 minutes and 2.5 stars. I think a movie that I saw a month or so ago, but it's still out, that I actually thought was kind of cute, and I want to recommend it for a good date movie. Enough Said.
That the Julia Louis-Dreyfus one with Gandolfini?
Yeah.
Oh, I want to see that.
It's a good movie. It's a cute, fun movie. It really is. 3 stars for that if you get a chance. Tomorrow, if you're feeling a little blue, you might want to go see a movie.
Will any of those do better than Gravity and Captain Phillips this weekend?
I think Carrie will give it a run.
Hmm.
I think Carrie might give it a run.
Okay.
Fifth Estate's going to bomb. I mean, this thing is bad. Oh, by the way, All Is Lost is in limited. It won't be national for another week.
Okay.
So I think it's just L.A. New York. New TV shows. Fox TV has greenlighted a new show set in Hawaii in 1957, 2 years before statehood. A drama that looks at the dirty deeds done dirt cheap, the maneuvering that went on behind the scenes that helped make Hawaii become a state. I think it's going to be really good. Remember America, Ugly Betty Ferrero?
Yes.
She got a new TV show. It's a drama. America plays a lawyer that happens to be a nun, which sounds like a bad habit to me. See what I did there?
Yeah.
It's called Damascus. I don't know. A nun that's a hard-nosed lawyer. It's a drama. Speaking of new shows, the hottest new show is Robin Williams' Crazy One. The ratings stay solid for it. I still don't get it.
Me either.
A couple of quotes. Now, this first quote is for ladies, but I think it should help guys. This should help guys because, ladies, when you hear it, I think, it may be a little more understandable. Zsa Zsa Gabor says, quote, "I've been married to a communist and a fascist, and neither would take out the garbage," end quote.
Okay.
See, I mean, it's a man thing.
Yep.
Kind of deal. I mean, so don't be upset with your guy. And my favorite is Anthony Weiner at a press conference in New York yesterday. He lost it and started screaming, said, quote, If it wasn't for the internet, guaranteed I would be the mayor of New York City, end quote.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, well, yeah, we wouldn't know you're a scumbag either. but basically, not blaming, you know, it has nothing to do with his behavior.
Right.
Nothing wrong with that.
No,
it's just he got caught on the internet.
He didn't do anything wrong. What are you talking about?
It's the internet. That's their fault. Right. They're the ones.
That's right.
Okay. The Pacquiao's question, who gives the most money to charities? Oprah, Steven Spielberg, Mel Gibson, Brad Pitt.
Let's start with TV star Dan Strauss.
Ooh, I'll go Brad Pitt.
And
Brad Pitt.
I'm going to go Spielberg.
These are the four top charity givers of Hollywood. Oprah, Steven Spielberg, Mel Gibson, and Brad Pitt. But number one is Steven Spielberg.
Thank you very much.
And it's... Come on, boys and girls, sing along, get her done, get her done. Aloha Friday, over to Monday, we're going to play today. Aloha Friday. I've given this a lot of thought, and I have decided to say good luck, Rams. And Dodgers! Let your glani, lani, lani, okay, look who in a car, and oh, and who you, yo. Kill it, carry, 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 carry,
Anana Koli Makawani Yani Ona Nana Lula Wa Hawaii.
I don't think that was fair that he left out the Blues, do you?
No.
Mike Evans is brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. Great places out in the Chesterfield Valley. And that's the music that means we span the globe for stories wacky enough to qualify as knuckleheads. In the news, we begin in South Weymouth, Massachusetts, where a woman walked into the Weymouth Bank, didn't show a weapon, but demanded money and instructed the teller not to put a dye pack in the bag with the cash. She then left with a bunch of money. But when the cops looked at the surveillance video, some officers in the narcotics division recognized her as the subject of an ongoing heroin distribution investigation by the name of Sarah McLeod. When they went to her house, cops found clothing worn during the bank robbery and cash stolen during the theft and a suspicious search history on her computer. She had searched recently for what happens if you rob a bank? What happens if you rob a house? What happens if you rob a drug dealer? And if you're going to rob a bank, what should you do? She and the guy who was at the apartment, as well as another man who allegedly drove the getaway car, all arrested on both bank robbery and narcotics charges. Kids, clear your browser history before you rob the bank. That's the lesson I want you to take home today. Story two comes from Waterbury, Connecticut, where police responded to a report of a fight and found a shirtless man sprinting down the street with a parrot perched on his arm. I just want you to picture that for a moment. The cops show up. There's a guy without a shirt on running down the street with a parrot perched on his arm. Police yelled at him to stop. He turned around and threw the bird at the cops. One of the cops put his arm up to block it. The parrot kept flying at him, bit the officer's finger as the suspect, Luis Santana, kept running. I don't know how you throw something that flies on its own, but he did. Police eventually caught Luis in the doorway of a building. They initially turned the bird over to animal control officials. Later, they learned of a burglary earlier that evening during which jewelry and the parrot were stolen. Santana is a suspect in that crime, but the bird was returned to the store owner. Next, we go to Sheffield, England, where Malazoum Hussein led police on a five-mile high-speed car chase at about 3:30 in the morning. Started when cops tried to pull him over in a Vauxhall Corsa, but he sped off. Along the way, Hussein reached speeds of more than 85 miles an hour. Went through several red lights and around several roundabouts, ignored spins and bollards, and was going so fast, the car left the ground at one point and did a 360. A second police car joined the chase, pulled alongside the car. Hussein rammed it, but the two police vehicles boxed him in and forced him to stop. As the officers approached, he moved into the passenger seat and claimed the car was being driven by his cousin. Officers said, there's only one person in the car. You were driving the car. He said, that's not possible. I can't see. I'm blind. And it turns out that, like our own Dan Strauss, he is registered as legally blind because he can only see a few feet due to macular degeneration. But that did not stop a court from finding him guilty of dangerous driving and having no insurance and sentencing him to 9 months in jail. You ever try that one on a cop, Dan?
Not yet.
Not yet. Well, doesn't
I
work.
I will soon.
Doesn't
yeah.
work. And we finish with the story of out of Chisinau, Moldova, where a cat has been busted for smuggling pot into prison. By cat, I don't mean a cat man, like Sammy did. No, I mean a feline cat. Guards became suspicious about the cat, which routinely went in and out of the prison through a hole in the fence, when they noticed it had an odd collar. On closer inspection, they found two packets of marijuana attached to it. So today, somebody at the Village Department of Penitentiary Institutions realized that somebody else in the village was using the cat as a courier to supply inmates with dope at the local prisons. And by the way, this is not the first time we've heard about a cat courier. Back in June, you may remember I had a story in Knuckleheads in the News about guards who caught a cat carrying cell phones and chargers taped to its belly to inmates in a penal colony in northern Russia. And then 2 weeks ago, we had the story of the woman who tried to tape a cell phone to a pigeon and get it to fly over the wall. Unfortunately, cell phone weighs more than pigeon, not so much with the flying. The cat worked until they noticed that collar. And those are your knuckleheads in the news for today. I'll have more on my America Weekend syndicated show, which you'll hear Saturday and Sunday at midnight here on the Big 550 KTRS. All of that after the Cards win Game 6 tonight. I hope you have a great weekend. Thanks for listening.
All right, let's head into the weekend and head into that Cardinals win with a final look at traffic on our show. Here's Tim Weiland.
Thanks, Dan. Well, good news here. In fact, when you guys started doing Knuckleheads in the News, there was an accident on southbound 270 just south of Ladue, or north of Ladue, and it had only the right lane open. They've just opened all the lanes. You're jammed solid, though, from approaching Olive down through Ladue, and then you're heavy again from Manchester down through Doherty Ferry. On eastbound 40, you've got stop-and-go traffic from Highway or from Clarkson up through Mason. You're slow again, Clayton Warson into Big Bend. Southbound 170 is slow from Ladue down through Highway 40. Westbound 40, the only slowdown I see now is from Boone's Crossing to the Boone Bridge. On eastbound 270, pretty well thinned out, a little off the pace at Lindbergh. And westbound 70, slow 370 through Mid Rivers Mall Drive. And this traffic report is brought to you by Walmart. The Walmart October Savings Event is here. You'll find huge savings like 12-ounce Velveeta shells and cheese for just $1.98 at Walmart. Ends October 31st. All supplies last. See store for details. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, Kelly Jackson here. You may know my face from Channel 5, but now you'll get to know my voice on KTRS. Beginning Monday, I'm joining McGraw Live in the morning. I'll essentially be updating you with news and information, but I have a feeling it'll be more than that, since I'll apparently be the only adult in the room. This could get interesting, so check out McGraw Live in the morning, weekday mornings from 6 till 10 on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, I'm Tom Strive, founder of Strive Electric and Strive Media Systems. Our mission here at the Strive Companies is to create opportunities through developing lasting relationships. We do this by treating our customers with the utmost consideration while providing them with competitive pricing, attention to detail, and superior quality. No matter the size of the job, our customers will have peace of mind knowing their project is in good hands. From home inspections to ensure your home is safely up to code, to upgrading your main electrical service, changing a fixture, to adding lighting around the home, Strive Electric has the answer for all your home electrical needs. From simply hanging a TV on the wall to designing a full home automated system, security cameras around the home, or a simply monitored system, Strive Media Systems is who you want to call. So next time you have questions about any of the electrical systems in your home, join the tribe and go with Strive. Give us a call today at 314-487-7474 or visit us on the web at striveelectric.com. That's S-T-R-E-I-B electric.com.
Mizzou is hot.
The Tigers are now 6-0.
I'm Mike Kelly, the voice of the Tigers. Mizzou's football team is back at Faurot Field this weekend as the Tigers welcome the Florida Gators for Gold Rush Weekend.
Tomorrow, the Florida Gators come to Columbia to take on the Tigers. Coverage begins at 9 a.m. Game time is at 11:21. Get every pass, every play right here tomorrow
on the Big 550 KTRS.
K Bova Realty is family-owned and operated, and K never forgets that you have a choice. Visit their website, www.sellingstlewis.com.
Get a free quote on state minimum car insurance from Safe Auto. Just go to safeauto.com. You can also call 1-800-SAFE-AUTO. Drive safe, spend less.
The 6 o'clock news. It's great to watch.
Unless you're in your car in traffic.
The Big 550 KTRS and KTVI Fox 2 have the solution. Beginning Monday, November 4th, KTRS will simulcast the Fox 2 News at 6 with Sandy Miller to give you the ability to get caught up on all the news, weather, and sports while you're on your way to wherever you're going. The Fox 2 News at 6 with Sandy Miller, followed by The Big Sports Show with Hadley and Hewer at 6:30 on The Big 550 KTRS.
If you've tried refinancing your underwater mortgage and think you can't, think again. Hi, I'm David Hall, president of Shore Mortgage. And at Shore Mortgage, we're refinancing underwater homeowners who were recently turned down by their banks. Call our homeowner hotline right now at 800-523-HOME to learn more. If you owe more than your house is worth, you've got to call Shore Mortgage today. It'll only take you 5 minutes on the phone on our homeowner hotline, 800-523-HOME.
United Shore Financial Services, Equal Housing Lender, NML System Number 3038.
Nice warm bed. You just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks have asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling. All right, dude.
All right, Dan.
Bye, y'all.
News, weather, traffic, sports, and live local talk. This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis, Ladue, Glen Carbon, University City, Edwardsville, Manchester, Wood River, Grafton, Collinsville, Pacific, and the world.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
Depend on it.